The Startup Owner's Manual, the step-by-step guide for building a great company. Authors Steve Blank and Bob Dorf. Startup Winners and Losers. Startups are all about unknowns. To find the path to build a winning startup, entrepreneurs must try a new way. Winners combine agile engineering and customer development to iteratively build, test, and search for a business model, turning unknowns into knowns. Winners also recognize their startup vision as a series of untested hypotheses in need of customer proof. They relentlessly test for insights and they course correct in days or weeks, not months or years, to preserve cash and eliminate time wasted on building features and products that customers don't want. Losers blindly execute a rigid product management and introduction methodology. They assume the founder's vision drives the business strategy and product development plans, and that all they need to do is raise funds for execution. A four-step customer development model. Step 1. Customer discovery. Customer discovery translates a founder's vision for the company into hypotheses about each component of the business model and creates a set of experiments to test each hypothesis. To do this, founders leave guesswork behind and get out of the building to test customers' reactions to each hypothesis, gain insights from their feedback, and adjust to the business model. Customer discovery includes two outside-the-building phases. The first tests customers' perception of the problem and the customer's needs to solve it. The second phase shows customers the product for the first time, assuring that the product, usually a minimum viable product, MVP at this point, elegantly solves the problem or fills the need well enough to persuade lots of customers to buy. When customers enthusiastically confirm the importance of both the problem and the solution, customer discovery is complete. Step 2. Customer validation. Customer validation proves that the business tested and iterated in customer discovery has a repeatable, scalable business model that can deliver the volume of customers required to build a profitable company. During validation, the company tests its ability to scale against a larger number of customers with another round of tests that are larger in scale and more rigorous and quantitative. During this step, a startup also develops a sales roadmap for the sales and marketing teams to be hired later, or validates the online demand creation plan. The resulting roadmap will be field tested here by selling the product to early customers. Step 3. Customer creation. Customer creation builds on the company's initial sales success. It's where the company steps on the gas, spending large sums to scale by creating end-user demand and driving it into the sales channel. This step follows customer validation, moving heavy marketing spending after a startup has learned how to acquire customers, thus controlling the cash burn rate to protect the most precious green asset, cash. Step 4. Company building. Graduation day arrives when the startup finds a scalable, repeatable business model. At this point, it's fundamentally no longer the temporary search-oriented organization known as a startup. It's a company. In a sometimes bittersweet transition out of startup mode, company building refocuses the team's energy away from search mode to a focus on execution, swapping its informal learning and discovery-oriented customer development team for formal structured departments such as sales, marketing, and business development, among others, complete with VPs. These executives now focus on building their departments to scale the company. The four phases of customer discovery. Phase 1. State your business model hypothesis. Deconstructs the founder's vision into the 9 parts of the business model canvas. Product, customers, channels, demand creation, revenue models, partners, resources, activities, and cost structure. This phase starts by developing a rough market size estimate to size the opportunity for your new venture. Next, the rest of the customer discovery uses the business model canvas to record short summaries, hypothesis briefs, of initial hypotheses about your business. The canvas provides a picture of the business model on a single page, serving as a reference for team members and a scorecard keeping track of pivots and iterations as the company's business model changes. Phase 2. Test the problem. Get the team out of the building to test the problem and to answer 3 key questions. Do we really understand the customer's problem? Do enough people really care enough about the problem for this to become a huge business? Will they care enough to tell their friends? When the problem and solution, phase 3, questions are answered with a resounding yes, product market fit is achieved, and it's time to move on to customer validation. In phase 3, test the solution, you test your solution. Presenting your value proposition, product pricing, features and other business model components, and the MVP to customers and compare their responses to the pass-fail goals you developed earlier. In phase 4, verify or pivot. You stop and assess the results of the experiments you've conducted and verify that you have. Has your customer discovery effort turned your hypotheses or guesses into hard facts? Do you believe it's time to proceed to customer validation? When you test whether your business model can scale? The 4 phases of customer validation. Phase 1. Get ready to sell. Prepares the tools to test the company's ability to acquire customers. In this phase, you'll craft your product positioning, which guides how you write the marketing and online materials needed for sales efforts. In phase 2, get out of the building. It's time to try and sell. Customer discovery had you get out of the building twice. First, to understand customers' problems and how they work. And second, to determine how well the new product solves the problem. And while you've no doubt conducted hundreds of tests to iterate and pivot your business model, there's no better pass-fail test than asking a customer to give you an order or spend time with your app or website. Your job in this phase is not to scale a revenue plan, but to validate your business model hypotheses with pass-fail rates that feel an awful lot like selling or building web traffic. But revenue or traffic at full scale doesn't happen until the next step, customer creation. In phase 3, develop positioning. You'll use all the test results from your experiments about customers, their reactions to the initial value proposition, and why they buy. The result is 2 positioning statements, one for the company and one for the product. In this phase, you'll develop product positioning, match product positioning to market type, develop a company positioning, and make presentations to analysts and industry influencers to validate the positioning. Phase 4, verify. Answers the toughest question of all, pivot or proceed. This step literally calls the question about the company's future directions. It's time to see if the company is ready to start spending money to scale, and that the result will be a great profitable company. There are 3 steps to answering the crucial pivot or proceed question. 1. Assemble and review all key discovery and validation findings. 2. Review the business model hypotheses and their interactions with one another. 3. Focus on the metrics that matter in the financial model. Odds are overwhelming that the optimum business model won't be found on the first or second try in validation. What's next? The first 2 steps of customer development are where entrepreneurs live or die in the search for a repeatable and scalable business model. When a company has successfully exited customer validation, there's a library full of business building texts available to help execute the business model. Whatever you do next, the successful completion of customer validation is a momentous step in the life of your startup. You have completed an arduous, challenging journey.